Mark chapter 4, beginning verse 23. I'm trying to obey the Lord this morning and preach a message the Lord's laid on our heart. And Mark chapter 4 and verse 23. I'm going to back up and look at some other things here in this chapter here. And but I've never preached from these verses down here, and went along with a lesson we taught in the RU ministry one night, but we hadn't ever preached a message from this. But if you would stand as we read the scripture, Mark chapter 4, beginning verse 23, the Bible says, "If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. And he said unto them, Take heed what ye hear. For with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you. And unto you that hear shall more be given. For he that hath, to him shall be given, and he that hath not, from him shall be taken, even that which he hath." Amen. Let's go to the Lord in the word of prayer. Ask God's blessing. Brother Johnny, would you lead us in prayer?
Dear Lord, we thank you for this day and for your many blessings, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for being here with us. Your presence, Lord, about us, Lord. We know that you're here, Lord, touching our hearts, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for that. We thank you, Lord, for everything done here in honor and glorify you, Lord. Pray, Lord, now that you go with us during the preaching hour, Lord, give Pastor, Lord, the message, Lord, we stand in need of. Apply it to our hearts, Lord. Above all, give us the courage to go and do with it what you have to do with it. We thank you, Lord, and ask again to bless those that are not here today, Lord. If you touch them and heal them, bring them back off their beds with affliction, Lord, be with those just aren't coming, Lord. You put a burden on our hearts to come back. Go with us, Lord, through everything, Lord. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Be seated. Amen. Here in Mark chapter 4, as I said, there's a lot in this chapter, and I'm going to kind of back up and cover some thoughts that the Lord gives us in this parable. This is really Him closing out, continuing to give us some thoughts and some parables that go along with Him talking about the sower. The Bible tells us about the sower that went out to sow the seed. And Scripture tells us more than one time this little phrase and this little thought about. And when we hear it, we might think, well, you know, what's the Lord talking about there? He says in verse 23, if you have ears to hear, let him hear. And there's many that could say, well, yeah, of course I've got ears. Amen. Of course, you know, I can hear. But I believe the Lord's trying to say there's just something, there's just somehow that sometimes we just don't really listen. You know, we don't really, maybe we hear, but we don't listen, I guess you might say. And or we hear, or we don't ever respond to what we're hearing. Amen. Now, and men do that a lot at home, too. I know the ladies can say amen right here. I can get some amen from them a lot of times, you know. I mean, you know, and it's because, you know, sometimes men are more one-track minded on some things. You know, we, you know, figure things out. And I mean, you know, if you got your mind in the basketball game, I mean, how in the world can you do anything else? And and women just don't understand that, because they can do two or three things at the same time and multitask a little bit more than men can. But anyhow, sometimes you'll be saying something and just not connecting and just not hearing. Although there's a voice coming, there's an audible voice coming, and there's somebody there with ears to hear. But I guess maybe just not listening, not responding, don't connect with what is being said. And boy, if there's any place that we need to connect with what's being said, it's what thus saith the Word of God. Amen? Look in verse 3. He goes through all these different things about the sower and everything. But what's the first word he says in chapter 4? He says, "Hearken." That's the first thing he said. You know, that talks about listen. Herald. He's going to herald something. He's going to say something. Hearken. "Behold, there went out a sower to sow." And then down in verse 9, when he talks about, he says there, "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." He says that statement again. And he talks about the different soil there. Some of it fell by the wayside. Some of it fell on rocky ground. Some of it fell among the thorns. And then some of it, thank God, fell on good ground. But then he begins to explain the parable. Beginning verse down there, verse 11, verse 12. Verse 12, he says that seeing they may see, and not perceive, hearing they may hear and not understand, lest at any time they should be converted and their sins should be forgiven them. And then he goes on to say down in verse 15, he begins to explain this parable. He says the sower soweth the word of God, the seeds, the word of God. And then he says in verse 15 that some that fell by the wayside is where this word was sown, but when they have heard, they did hear, but Satan immediately taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. And then down in verse 16, he says, talks about the stony ground. He says about them, he said, the stony ground is who, when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness. But then it says there's no root there. And of course, there's no fruit where there's no root. Amen. And then down in verse 18, he says, these are they which are sown among the thorns. Some were sown among the thorns, and such as hear the word. You see, the real thought he's trying to get here in this about the seed being sown, the emphasis is, and I preached this before, I'm not going to preach this message again, but think about it, the emphasis is not on the sower, it's on the hearing. Amen? I mean, each time he talks about these different souls, and he's saying, you know, it's falling on deaf ears, it's falling on closed ears, it's falling on ears, and it's taken away. But thank God some of it fell on good ground. Amen. Ain't that a blessing? Scripture says there in verse 20, he says, these which are sown on the good ground, such as hear the word and receive it and bring forth fruit. Amen. Thank God he could say and there. All the rest of them he couldn't say and as far as something good to add to it. But he says they hear it and they receive it. And that, you know, that's the key. I mean, you think about how God dealt with Isaiah, and he talked to him about going. He said, you know, here am I, send me. And he went, and the scripture tells us he said to him, he said, go unto this people and tell this people, hear ye indeed, but understand not, see ye indeed, but perceive not. He said, there's some that's going to see, there's some that's going to hear, but they're not going to receive. They're not going to accept it. It's not going to get grounded there. It's not going to get rooted in their life and in their heart. And that's the essence of what the Lord's saying here. And he brings out such a wonderful contrast here. If you think about it, down in verse 24, he says, take heed what you hear, with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you, and unto you that hear shall be more given. He's talking about increasing our hearing, increasing our receiving, increasing our learning. He's saying, yes, you're hearing, but you're just not getting it, you know. You're just not receiving it. You're just not, you're listening, it's getting in you. Your ear gate and physically you are hearing it, but you're not taking heed to it. Amen. You get where he's going here. But notice what he said. He said, with what measure you meet, it'll be measured unto you again. So I reckon if you can get more out of it, if you've got a bigger measuring tool, if you will, if you've got something bigger to hold it, you can get more out of it. In fact, two thoughts come to mind. And I'm going to use a couple other illustrations here, but two thoughts come to mind. And one is a cup. Now, if you've got a cup, you know, this cup can hold so much. I think that's a 16-ounce cup. It says 16 on there. Okay. 16, that can hold 16 ounces of liquid. That's how much that can hold. That can hold no more. It gets over 16, it's going to be flowing out the top, and it's going to be, you know, it's not going to contain all of it. It's not going to hold no more than that. It fills up, and then it's full. And, I mean, that's, you know, that's good. And you know, the Bible said, what measure? So I reckon, I mean, think about it. I reckon what we're, the more that we're prepared to listen, the more that we're ready to receive, the more that we say, praise God, yeah, Lord, fill up my cup. The Lord can do that, and He can do even more than that. Amen? He can do that, and He can even do more. Praise God. I mean, think about it. Now listen, let me give you another illustration. I had some stuff hid back here. Some people in the choir might have seen this. Now I tell you what, you can hold more with this right here. Amen? Amen. Say amen right there. I mean, you can hold more with a bucket than you can with a cup. You can hold more. I mean, you can hold till that thing's plumb full. I mean, till it's just plumb full and running over. I guess there's a little extra spot there. Praise God to pour it out on somebody else. Amen.
Amen.
That's good. It's ready to go. Amen.
Amen.
I mean, you can hold a whole lot more in a bucket than you can in a cup.
Amen.
If you want a title for the message, it's a cup full or a bucket full. Amen? A cup full or a bucket full. I want you to look at a few things here about the things of God and what the Bible tells us about some things that we ought to be coveting after, that we ought to be wanting in our life, that we ought to be desiring in our heart. And I believe, you know, we can go from even the smallest extreme to just being ready, praise God, to get exactly what the Lord wants us to get in our life. I'm convinced we can do better than a cup full along the way, amen. I'll tell you where some Christians are at. Right there's where they're at. Amen. Can you see that? That's a thimble. In fact, it's one of the smallest thimbles I could find. Amen. I tried to find a small one, okay? That's a little one. Amen. And sometimes we come with a thimble. Man, I mean, it don't take much to get a thimble filled up, does it? Wouldn't take much to get that thimble filled up. But we come like that sometimes. We come like that, and we, I mean, amen, praise God, that's true. But you know what? We ought to come saying, Lord, not just a thimble, not just a cup. Hey, let me get a bucket full. Amen, let me get filled up, praise God, with the goodness of God. And it's not just in the house of God. You can get a bucket full at home, amen. You can get a bucket full of God's blessings and God's goodness at the house. Let me give you three thoughts, and then I'll try to finish illustrating this when I close, all right? But let me think about a cup full or a bucket full of His book. Cup full or a bucket full of the Word of God. Amen. Do we want a cup full or do we want a bucket full? Amen. Think about it. The Scripture tells us there about increase, and it tells us about it being measured out. He said, he that hath ears to hear, praise God, let him hear. And when it fell on the good ground, they received it. Amen. The Bible tells us in Acts chapter 2 and verse 37, it says, and when they had heard this, they were pricked in their hearts and said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day they were added unto them 3,000 souls. I skipped down to verse 41 there. Think about it. They were pricked in their heart. They were ready, praise God, Brother Johnny. They were ready to receive from the Word of God. They were ready to receive. And the Bible says, then they gladly received. What a blessing.
Hallelujah.
Amen. What a blessing to preach to a crowd that's ready to receive. Preach to a crowd, praise God, got their Bible open. They're sitting on the edge of their seat and they're saying, praise God, I want to get something from God. Don't just fill up my thimble. Don't just fill up my cup. Praise God, I brought a bucket this morning. And we can do the same thing at home, praise God. Amen. Thank God. I've heard many, I'm not going to name out different ones and everything, but I've had several folks in the church house this year talk about a different commitment or more of a commitment to read their Bible every day. And the Lord's blessed me. I haven't even really been on, I've been on a Bible reading schedule, but then I throw in a few extra chapters every day. And just make sure I'm staying ahead, praise God. I throw in extra. Amen. It's all right, throw in a little extra. Amen. It might run over the top and spill off on somebody else. You throw in some extra, amen.
Amen. Right.
And many have talked about trying to get the Bible read within 6 months this year and different things like that. And praise God, that's good. You're going to get something. You get in this book. You get in the Word of God. We're going to get something to be a help to us and a blessing to us. We can gladly receive His Word. I know many times, and it gets that way around here sometimes. You have to kind of slow down a little bit, but you know, it's a blessing to preach to folks who want to hear from God's Word.
Amen.
Amen. I mean, it's a blessing to preach to folks who want to hear from God's Word, and I believe we do here at Gospel Way. Praise God.
Amen.
I hope nobody came with that thimble. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Forget about that thing.
Hey,
listen. I mean, I hope to God we come. We want to get our cup full. We want to do more than that. We want to get our bucket full. Praise God. We want to get something from God's Word. And we can do that every single day. Praise God, you might need a good bucket full on Monday morning, amen? You might need a good bucket full later on in the week, praise God, on Wednesday night, amen? You might need to get a little bucket full.
And
it might be about half empty by then. You need to fill her back up, amen? Praise God. What a blessing. We can get a bucket full of His book. Second of all, we can get a bucket full of His benefits. Amen. We can get a bucket full of His benefits. The Bible says in Psalms chapter 68, verse 19, "Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah. He daily loadeth us with His benefits." Not a day go by that God cannot give us something to be a help and a blessing to us. Think about the sweet psalmist as he wrote Psalms 23 and talked about the Lord being by his side and being his shepherd. And he said in verse 5, "Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over." He said, "I've got it plumb full, praise God, and it's running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Praise God. He knew where to get his cup full, didn't he? He knew where to get his bucket full. As the Scripture says in Psalms 122 and verse 1, he said, "I was glad when they said unto me, let us go unto the house of the Lord." All these Scriptures, we got them on tracks. We got them on our invitation track. We got them on our website. You go to the website, talk about times of services. We got that verse right there, Psalms 122, verse 1. "I was glad when they said unto me, let us go unto the house of the Lord." Praise God. Old David come in there and said, "I'm going to get my bucket full up. I'm going to get it filled up in the house of God when I come there before the Lord." What a blessing. Listen, I mean, you think about it, Scripture tells us, and God's enabled us to do something and get that, one of the greatest benefits we can have. And I've said before, all the greatest thing that ever happened to anybody, greatest miracle that happened to anybody's life, and it has happened to most folks, no doubt, I hope it's happened to everybody in this building. You've been saved by the grace of God.
Amen.
Your name's written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. That's the greatest miracle that could ever happen.
Yeah. Praise God.
And the only thing close to that, praise God, the best thing, the next best step, praise God, is going to be going to heaven. But I'll tell you, the only thing that is close to you can be excited about when God saved you is when you see somebody else get saved. When you lead somebody else to the Lord. When you've done something to put a track in somebody's hand, and praise God, they've come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. And we'll never know until we get to heaven all those that have been saved. But think about it. You think about His benefits. The Lord has given us the opportunity. He said He wasn't going to proclaim the message out of heaven with angels. He's done it before. He'll do it again during the tribulation period. But in this day and age, He hasn't chose to bring the angels down from heaven and proclaim the message of the gospel. He hadn't chosen this day and time right now to raise up any prophets. He will in the tribulation period, but in this age of grace right now, He hadn't chosen to raise up a prophet to come and to preach to you. There's no apostle still alive today. Because if he's alive, he'd be over 2,000 years old. And I don't know nobody that's broke a Methuselah's record yet, do you? So, but what has He done? He said every born again believer, everybody that's part of the church, has the benefit and the opportunity of sharing the gospel with somebody else. God has put you into the ministry. I like what the Scripture says there in 2 Corinthians 5, where it talks about us being new creatures in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. Then the next verse, he talks about the ministry of reconciliation. Those things have been made new that we might have the benefit of salvation. And the benefit of salvation also involves us sharing it with somebody else. Praise God, what a blessing. Need to get a bucket full of that, amen. 1 Timothy 1:12 says, "I thank Jesus, or Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for He counted me faithful, put me in the ministry." Proverbs 11:30 says, "The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise." Oh, what a benefit of living for the Lord and serving Him to see somebody else get saved by the grace of God. And then not only that, but let me give you another point. Think about this, a cup full or a bucket full of His book, of His benefits, and then last of all, of His blessings. Amen. How many times have we said, "Lord God, if I'd just tell about all the goodness of God and all that God's done for me, what glory to God, I'd be here." A lot of times we say it on Sunday night, we say it on Wednesday night, I'd be here all night long. Now I want to say amen to that, amen. I'm sure we could just give God the glory and give God His blessings and give God His goodness. Many times I've heard testimony services here at Gospel Way. Heard testimony services here at Gospel Way before I ever came here as a pastor. I remember hearing folks just popping up like popcorn. And they might not say nothing else, but thank the Lord He saved me. Amen. That's good enough, praise God. Because you're giving God His blessing and His glory because He's done something in your life. He's blessed you. What a blessing. I'll tell you what. I guarantee you there ain't nobody in here that'd say they've just had a thimble full of blessings. Amen. Ain't nobody that'd say, I just had a thimble full of God's blessings. Or I ain't had much over at my house. It's just been a little thimble full. Lord, I don't care how bad things have got and may get later on. I guarantee you right now there's nobody can say that. I'm sure we can say we've had a cup full, we've had a bucket full. God has blessed us so much. God has blessed us. We couldn't praise Him and thank Him enough, could we, for His blessings, His goodness. And I'll tell you what, a lot of the blessings of God come from us just being obedient to say, praise God, I'm going to forget the thimble. I'm going to forget the cup. I'm going to bring my bucket. And I'm going to say, Lord, You just give me what I need and let me just follow You. I'm going to be obedient to do what You want me to do, praise God. I'm going to throw this in right here and don't want to get quiet, but you just obey God. But you know, we had the mission Sunday last Sunday. We talked about the faith promise and everything. And I just couldn't get away from it, thinking about it all week long. And I couldn't preach anymore. I didn't preach Sunday night, didn't preach Wednesday night. In fact, I'm not going to preach tonight. And somebody said, well, you probably just give us a full load this morning. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I have to give you at least two messages. But I had a couple things there that I didn't share, and I might have shared these before. But I remember putting that little card together there. I don't even remember when it was, but I know it was before they built the second circle over there at Cherville Junior Senior High. That's what it was then. Cherville High now, but it was, I don't know why they ever did it like that. But anyhow, we had 7th grade through to 12th grade. And man, some of them 12th graders would be whooping up on them 7th graders. I'm glad they split that up anyhow. But everybody's talking about, man, you get over there, it's going to be a mess, you know. But anyhow, I remember, it was probably in 8th grade. I can't remember if it was 8th or 9th grade. But they asked me to do a report. And every time I did a report, I tried to work the gospel in there somehow. Tried to work the Lord in there somehow. They hated that. Carried my Bible, and they got tired. Didn't want to see that. And I'd drop it sometimes. I remember dropping it over here. It's John Chavis now, but it's called South School then, South Elementary then. And I remember dropping it one time. Somebody picked it up, Petey, in a little New Testament. They said, here, preacher boy, here's your Bible. Okay. Anyhow, I never said to call a preacher back then, but I said, I'm not a preacher, but I'll get my Bible back. But anyhow, this on missions. I put this together on missions. Said the need of foreign missions. It's just my notes. Need of foreign missions. I ain't going to give you the whole message. Miss my notes. I preach at school. Amen. The need of foreign missions. Our church's missions conference. The missionaries of our church. Their support by our church. The need for more missionaries. And then my next point was the sometimes greater need of missionaries in our own town. And then bringing all things back together. And closing, so I had all the things that the teacher told me to do. I'll put it in there. And closing by saying, I am a missionary even to you right now. Amen. Amen. I wish I could find all the notes on that thing. But anyhow, that's true. God's place, God's given us something to do. And there was my faith promise card that I filled out when I was mowing grass back then. And I put $3 a week there on my faith promise missions card back then. Back in the late 70s. But anyhow, you think about it. What a blessing to think about that the Bible tells us if you give, the Lord will take care of you. He said He'd supply all your need according to His riches in glory. Amen. It's going to be a quiet time because the Bible says that the Lord loveth a cheerful giver. Praise God, we ought to shout when the offering plate goes by. Amen. Got another time, praise God, to be a cheerful giver before God. And God's going to take that and bless that. No doubt if we're just giving God a tip every once in a while, it'd probably fit right there, wouldn't it? Just giving God a tip every once in a while. God's got something for us to do. Amen. Bible tells us, let me give you that. I got Scripture, praise God. I got King James Bible for this. Amen. Luke 6:38 says, give. And it shall be given unto you good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. For with the same measure, that sounds like what we've been preaching about all morning, amen? For the same measure that you meet withal, it shall be measured you again. Yeah. Now, I can't really figure that out, but I mean, it says it'll be given back to you. Hey, praise God, done give, did what the Lord wanted me to do. God says He's bringing it back, though. But He's going to give it to me. It's going to be good measure. Praise God, now that sounds pretty good, don't it? You look in there, man, that's a good amount. That's a good measure. But the Lord says, wait a minute, let me get a hold of your bucket. I ain't done. I said good measure, but also I said press down. We can put a little bit more in there, praise God. He throws another good measure in there. Then he says, shaking together. I'm going to shake it up and settle it down where I can put some more in there, praise God.
Amen.
Amen. And then he says, if that ain't enough, praise God, it's not going to be just good measure, pressed down, shaking together, but it's going to be pouring, running over. It's just going to be overflowing. Going to be plumb full. Ain't that good? You can't get no better than that. Of course, let me give you another verse, though. The Bible says in Malachi 3:10 that the Bible says, as far as I know, it's the only place in the Bible that God says this. I mean, we talk about blessings and God's goodness and testimony service and all those things, but the only place I know in the Bible that God says, if you do something, I'll open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. You won't be able to receive it. It's Malachi 3:10. He says He'll open up the windows of heaven, pour us out a blessing. We won't be able to receive. We won't be able to contain it. And then, of course, I said about that, thank God, God loves a cheerful giver. Somebody said that word cheerful there. The same word we get the word hilarious from. It might seem strange what the Lord's put on your heart, but you better do what the Lord wants you to do. Tell you what, don't reject the opportunities of listening. Don't reject the opportunities of getting something from His book. Don't reject the opportunities of getting something from the benefits of God. And don't reject getting something from the blessings of God. How many of you think about it? I'm going to share this one more time. I'm going to start with this then, but I'm going to start over one more time. Brother Tom, I want you to hold on to that, Brother Tom. Thank you, brother. Amen. I got to start with somebody. I'm sorry. And you're the first one. You're the closest one. I mean, you think about that thing before. It can't hold much, Brother Tom. Really, it can't hold much. I mean, I might could get a verse or two of Scripture in there. Here's John 3:3. Jesus answering them, verily I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Amen. I can get that in there probably. Amen. It's going to be tight. I can get that one in there. About one more is all I can get. Here's one, Psalms 19:7. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. I mean, it's all good. Amen. It's all good, ain't it? Praise God. We ought to get some more, but it's all good. That's all I can give you, brother. You just have to hold on to that. I mean, that's good. That's a blessing. Amen. I mean, that's something. That's a start, praise God. But I don't want to stay there, do you? I don't want to stay there. Praise God, amen. We can get up to this cup, and that'd be good. Brother John, won't you hold that? There you go. You can get that cup. Praise God, and that's good. And amen. We can put something in that, and that'll be a blessing. Amen. Let me get something I can put in that cup. I can't put much in there, but I can put something in there. I can put some tracks in there. Amen. I can put some tracks in there. Praise God, there's some good tracks. Boy, it tells you about Satan, the god of this world, help somebody get saved. That'll be good. I can put it in there. Amen. We can put that in there. That's good, and it's running over too. Praise God, that thimble's running over. Show them that, Brother Tom. That's running over. Amen. Didn't take but two verses, but it's running over. But you know, praise God, I mean, that's good. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to have to really dig pretty good and get a whole bunch of stuff to do something about this bucket. I'll tell you that. Amen. Praise God, that bucket, that'll hold a lot. Amen. That bucket will hold, that's good. Hey, Miss Jill, won't you hold on that bucket? Praise God. Miss Jill's got that bucket. Amen. Ain't you jealous? She's got the bucket. Amen. I mean, glory to God. You can just load her up. Praise God. Here's a daily Bible reading schedule. Here's some of them blessings. Praise God. Some of the basic Bible truths, the spirit world. Praise God. We can put some of that in. Put some tracks in there. She got a whole bunch of tracks. Praise God. We can put that in there and put a sword of the Lord in there. I got some stuff coming out here. It's all over the place. I can put this in there and put all these tracks in there. A bunch of stuff. Praise God. Hers ain't even running over yet. Amen. It ain't even running over yet. Praise God. I mean, you can put some CDs in there. You can put some CDs in there. You can put some tapes in there. You can even put a whole King James Bible in there. Amen. Praise God. Couldn't do that in the mud. You can put a whole King James Bible in there. Ain't that good? Praise God. I mean, God's good. Did we come just to get our thimble full? Did we come in our daily devotion just to get a thimble full? Or do we want a bucket full? Praise God. Ain't that good? Amen. Now, if somebody really gets excited, though, somebody really gets on fire for God, hallelujah, glory to God, they can get a buck, they can get a whole barrel. Ain't that a blessing? Praise God. Praise God. Time to get a hold of that thing. I ain't even got enough to fill it up. Praise God. You're just going to have to bring it back tonight. Amen. Amen. We can get something from the Lord. But notice, I mean, listen, we've got to increase our learning. We got to increase that measure. Praise God. I come to get everything the Lord wants me to get. Amen. We're not talking about something crazy. We're not talking about something off the wall. I mean, we're just talking about obeying God and believing God and trusting Him. And we got so much at our disposal. We got so much at our disposal right here at Gospel Way. It's something to praise God for and thank you for. God's blessed us. Amen. God's good to us. Amen. All the time. Amen. Ask musicians to come around with a song. The Lord knows your heart. Won't you obey the Lord? If there's anybody that needs to come around and pray, wherever the need might be, you say, I'm not sure about my salvation. Praise God. You ought to be the first one in the altar down here. Amen. God knows your heart. Won't you obey the Lord? Amen. Thank God Christians already pray. Amen. Obey the Lord this morning. Everyone stand if you would. You might just want to come out and pray for somebody else, wherever the need is. Just obey the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Just say, Lord, fill her up. Amen. Fill up that bucket. Fill up that wash tub. Amen. Hey, that world might think you crazy. That's all right. They might think you're a nut. That's all right if you screwed onto the right bolt. Amen. Charles Worley used to say about that fanatic. Somebody said, you're a fanatic. Better have a fan than an addict. No fan at all. Thank God for His goodness. Obey the Lord. Christians are praying. Anybody else need to come around and pray? Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Obey the Lord. Anybody else need to come around and pray? Put it off. Don't wait. Obey the Lord. Man, praise the Lord. Thank God for His goodness. It's precious to us. Amen.